Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to episode.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
10 of Dinosaur Park, the tabletop RPG, in which our two salubrious heroes destroy an avian nightmare and discover the entrance to a subterranean wonderland. Previously on Dinosaur Park.
Let's go to the aviary.
Okay.
I'm like, something sounds wrong in there.
The AK-47 is truly the weapon of choice for fighting the monsters of Dinosaur Park. Something very wrong. It looks like a terror bird, but like a terror bird that is maybe three times the size of a terror bird. And a terror bird's already pretty big. Except instead of a bird face, there is just a man's face on the extended bird neck. It looks at you and it says, Galvano.
I'm like, hello?
Help me, it says, and extends a winged hand.
I extend my hand.
I shoot it with the flag on.
No! I need to be freed. The scientists, they made me. Help me.
Help you with what?
Out of this prison.
Pat him, you're free, buddy.
You both notice that you're standing next to a chain link fence. You've come to free us from Jackson's terror.
Yes.
You head off towards Bug Dive 2012.
Ooh, I'm nervous about my week to ghosts.
Yeah.
Because it hasn't come into play, but I know that it will.
Oh, I'll never tell.
Do bugs have ghosts?
Well, I mean, all things that die have ghosts, Sam.
Oh no. All of my good and bad murders all of a sudden seem like
returned,
bad murders.
All returned to come home to roost. So you, Mickey, guy looks like George Costanza, but who isn't George Costanza? Uh-huh. Clark Robber and
No, Clark Robber's dead.
Clark Robber is just not electric anymore.
No, that's Cornelius.
Oh, there's so many guys. Clark and that's Robert. Not Cornelius, that's a Charlemagne.
Sorry. Charlemagne, my bad. I'm so sorry.
Fucking Clark Robber shot himself.
Clark Robber shot himself in the mouth with a flare gun.
So what was it? What was
my way to go.
What was his name? Charlemagne.
Charlemagne.
Jesus Christ.
Professor Charlemagne, if you want.
Professor
Charlemagne.
Charlemagne.
Professor
cool.
Charlemagne.
Oh, we've still got Mickey.
Mm-hmm. This is what guy looks like George Costanza, but isn't George Costanza. And five Argentinian children.
Yeah.
You leave the edge of the research facility and you head back through the aviary, observing the dead body of Galvano.
I stab it again.
Oh, he's already... Let's see if you sever the head.
I severed his arm because I got a bone shield.
Yeah, you've got a bone, but you're gonna, where are you stabbing Galvano?
Through the head again.
No.
Yeah. As you're walking by, you don't so much sever the head as you like put your sort of machete arm against his neck and just walk. And it slices through him like a knife through hot butter and his head rolls off.
Was that necessary?
He was an abomination and needed to be cleansed, and now I'm not so spooked.
Professor Charlemagne is like, you know, your friend is right. Galvano was like, well, let's just say I think I'm glad and he's glad that he's gone.
I know, but I think he was enjoying the
and
moment
And with his head severed,
sun.
I will no longer be reminded of the fact that it was a human head on a bird body.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't happy about it either, and I raised him, so...
You have to chain him up.
You both hear something as you're walking back through the aviary. You hear the sound of footsteps and muffled conversation coming from somewhere deep amongst the undergrowth. You can still hear the screeching and the squawching of the various pterodactyls flying above. You can no longer hear the telltale sounds of the terror birds. It seems like maybe they're dead. Maybe.
Extinct again.
Got him again.
It's a victory for Joel and also Joel.
But you can hear the sound of what sounds like muffled, panicked conversation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is this the mercenaries?
Not all. Well, you don't know. You didn't see all of their dead bodies.
That's true. So where are they?
You can kind of hear it off because you're walking along the remains of the rotten wooden path. You can kind of hear it in the undergrowth.
I just light up a smoke and like, I'm not hearing it. I'm not hearing it. It's fine. It's fine. Everything is fine. Everything's okay.
He's like,
okay. Shut up.
Should we
shut
do
up.
Something
no,
about
just...
the... He's gonna ignore it.
What? Ignore who?
Also, Joel.
Yeah.
All of the drugs have worn off. I'm in a very, very unhappy bitter man. I just beheaded a human bird. I'm currently wearing an ape's face for a helmet.
You sure are.
Yep. An ape's face for your face.
Trade of
I've
the century.
Got eyes of a giant centipede glued to it. I don't remember what being human's like anymore. But
you're
I think
you're in a real bad shape.
I think that these mercenaries. Those noises we're pretending not to hear, I think they might be able to help.
All right.
Look,
sure.
I don't want to leave this park alive.
Wait, you don't want to leave the park alive or you don't want to leave this park, comma, alive? Hang on. How do you... Who is the subject in that sentence?
If I can destroy Dino Park and myself, that is the ideal outcome for this.
All right.
I can't return to human society. Not since the first park.
And then the second one. But think about our black daughter.
Your black daughter at home.
She'll be okay. I don't want her to see me like this.
Nah, good. Nah, fair point. All right.
You either die a hero or live long enough to become an insane ape man.
Suddenly, from out of the undergrowth in front of you, a bullet whizzes past.
I catch it.
What are you using?
I'm using my Rambo.
Catching a bullet's gotta be pretty high.
How high?
I'm gonna say you need at least 15.
From how many die are you rolling?
From 4.
It's alright.
Yep. In like a kind of slow motion, you see the bullet fire out of the undergrowth, tearing through ferns and tree litter. It flies in front of you, and without even a bloody look into the distance, you just reach it. Maybe not even looking at the bullet. You just reach out and pluck it from the sky like a fucking daisy.
Throw it back.
And then I throw it back.
With intent to kill?
How else do you throw a bullet?
Again, 15, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yep. You spin around, and again, like not looking, kind of like maybe the way you throw a cigarette out as you walk. You just hurl it into the undergrowth. There's a brief second before. Ah! From inside. Ma! Somebody, like a mercenary, runs out. He's bedraggled. It looks like he's been like going through the wars in this aviary. He's got bite marks on him, and he's grabbing his face, which is bleeding as he runs out. Yeah. Who shot me back?
Why were you shooting us?
I didn't know who you were.
So you think to shoot?
What? You shot back.
You shot first.
We just wanted to scare you. That's why we didn't shoot at you.
Shoot anyone. Where is our gun? It's on our backs. Who
a
shot
bullet.
You?
Are you going to try and convince him?
Yes.
Using your Churchill.
Oh, and how? Where did we shoot? My AK's not even drawn.
So to convince a man who has clearly been shot in the face that he hasn't been shot in the face.
Hasn't been shot by us in the face.
Okay, by you. All right, so you're not going to be like, you're not shot. Okay, that's fine. We'll call that time. Yeah, with ease. He's like, I guess it must have been somebody on the other side of the park.
How many mercenaries you got?
Well, I don't know. We kind of split up. It was just me in the forest. I don't know where everyone else is.
You didn't know who... who are you?
My name is Johan.
Johan?
I'm not German.
Okay. That wasn't my next question. I was like, what's your last name?
A lot of people ask that when I say I'm Johan.
Oh, okay. What's your last name?
Kraus.
Okay. You sure? Maybe German descent?
No.
Huh. That's...
Okay. Just luck, I guess.
I guess... Mexican, maybe even. Well, I'm also Joel. This is my good friend Joel.
He drops dead. He was shot in the head.
Oh.
He introduces himself and then dies.
Collapses to his knees in front of you and falls smack bang down on the wooden path.
Oh, you got him good.
I'm Took looking a bit. Down at my hands. Like
your hand's a lethal weapon.
Also, Joel, I think I'm full of ape blood.
You must be. Sticky. I'm going to search Johan, who I wrote. I'm just going to cross his name off now.
Rest in peace.
Unnecessary to have.
I like that there was discussion about his name. He found that rather than treat my wound. He had his priorities too. He just wanted to make it known that I'm not German.
Not German. Anyway.
That's a rifle through his... His stuff.
You find a rifle as you're rifling all through right. his stuff.
Do you want your AK back?
I would love my AK back.
Right, I'm gonna
and
have a rifle then.
You find a bazooka.
You can keep the bazooka. Nah, my hands are lethal weapons.
That's true. I'm going to say, but you're Rambo.
It's a bazooka with one rocket.
Okay.
I'll take the bazooka if you don't want it.
Take the bazooka.
And a broken knife.
All right. That's all Rambo weapons. You can have the broken knife as well.
Well, he's a mercenary, so he's got Rambo weapons. There you go.
Not good. Okay.
Are you carrying on through the aviary?
Do we hear any more sounds?
How's the knife broken?
The handle's a mess. It's just basically like the handle's fallen off and it's just metal. So it kind of hurts to hold.
Mm.
You can throw it away. You got a rocket, mate.
you can throw it at someone.
It'll be fine.
Do we hear any more mercenaries?
Dusha doesn't, but as he's rifling through the body of the mercenary, you hear what sounds like somebody doing a bird call from in amongst the undergrowth, kind of towards the end of the aviary.
I do another bird call back, but mockingly. Like, okay. He's doing like, caw, caw, I'm like, oh, caw, 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 caw.
There's like a long moron. Silence, and then like a
I know you just fucking cacaw, you dickhead. Come out. Fuck.
Is a man just spooked by the side of me, though? Like, I've just remembered what I'm wearing.
Everyone's spooked by the... I'm surprised Charlemagne wasn't like, kill him. I don't know what he is, but Charlemagne fucking climbed an electric fence to come hang with you guys. So, good-o.
I got a bullet.
You sure did.
I've had quite the adventure. I came into the park a depressed, drunk man and left quite high.
You both start to hear more bird calls coming from inside the aviary, from all over at the front.
Is there any trees around?
I increase my mocking of the
Is there any trees
calls
around?
Like, down hundreds. It's basically like you're in a deep, overgrown jungle.
I climb the nearest tree to get a good vantage point.
Okay, what are you using, Rambo?
Yep. And also my ape hands. Oh, wait,
plus one for ape hands.
ape jacket has one. Hands.
Yeah. You climb to the top of the tree, but it's so overgrown that when you get to the top of the tree, you're basically just seeing more tree. Know what I mean? Like, it hits the roof of the aviary. You can kind of, like, spread the tree apart and see up into the sky, but it's...
The aviary burnt down, didn't it?
It's burning.
Mm. Oh, it's still on fire.
Yes.
Good, because my next move doesn't matter then. I guess I just climb back down the tree. I'm not continuing.
Okay.
I keep making mocking sounds with
Charlemagne is like, guys.
What?
Sounds like there's a lot of dudes out there.
Yeah. I know.
I look at Charlemagne, I'm like, men do not, I do not fear man anymore.
Charlemagne gives you a look. Then he turns to Zammit. If we want to take them all out, we had a device or a machine that sent an electromagnetic pulse throughout the aviary. It scrambled the brains of the pterodactyls and they kind of dropped to the ground and it meant we could just kind of like do any checks we needed to do on them. So we can get to the roof of this aviary, switch the machine on, it'll knock out all of their equipment, might even knock them to the ground. I don't really know how it works.
Do we want them to be knocked out? I mean, they seem like they might know what to do.
You going to try and convince him to get the mercenaries on side? One of them did shoot at us, he says.
He said he was warning us.
I caught the bullet, Charlemagne. It's fine. We're all okay.
Charlemagne has become nervous.
I mean, the mercenaries, has Jackson sent mercenaries before?
Of course.
What happened?
You think you were the first test?
What?
Of Dinosaur Park?
And this is another test? Hang
on. No, I mean, when you came through with the children the first time, that wasn't the first time anybody had been in Dinosaur Park.
Oh.
I mean, that was alpha testing. He had to go all the way from the bottom to that.
Huh.
That was just before we were going to open.
Oh, wow. How deep does this go, Charlemagne?
Deep as hell, he says. Deep as all goddamn hell.
Huh.
We don't know how many people are living amongst the dinosaurs out here. We don't know really what we're up against.
Because I'm saying, like, mercenaries, I mean, they're just being paid by Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, couldn't we convince them to be on our side?
We could try.
Mm.
You hear the caws still going, caw, caw, between two mercenaries. It sounds like they're communicating.
And I'm like, caw.
And then there's a pause and they're like, caw.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots. Caw.
Shut up.
Charlemagne's like, it's the way I see it. We can either carry on forward, and if we encounter any mercenaries, we just try and convince them.
All right.
Or I guess your friend could catch more bullets.
Good at it. Like,
wow. It was impressive. I don't know if a human being is capable of that, but he did it. So.
I'm more ape than man.
Didn't even know apes could do that, but all right.
Try and turn the machine on and knock all of the pterodactyls and the mercenaries out.
Wait, pterodactyls are going to be a problem?
Well, I mean, maybe.
Maybe we should just do that for the scientist,
Charlemagne.
Are pterodactyls going to...
No.
Oh, okay.
Shouldn't. Not the ones that are left. You've got the terror birds, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we should be okay.
All right, well, Joel?
Yes?
Do we want to try and get some more mercenaries on site, or do we want to try and just knock them all out and let the fire sort them out?
Yeah, the fire is crackling kind of like around you in like small spot fires. It's burning, but it's not an immediate threat.
I think having more mercenaries on side would be beneficial for us, but I am concerned Because my number one objective at Dinosaur Park is making sure that it's non-repairable and mm-hmm. can never open again. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the mercenaries might be getting paid a significant amount of money from Jackson to prevent my goal.
Mm. But maybe I need a couple of them to see this, the terror that's happening here.
I guess we'll keep carrying on.
Look, I just feel we'll just keep carrying on. Maybe the pterodactyls or the fire might get them anyway. And mm-hmm. so I just think maybe we should just try and get to the bug dive.
Okay.
Sounds all good. Right.
Are you going to sneak or are you just going to wander?
Wander.
Haphazardly.
I won't roll that. You keep walking merrily.
Occasionally. Dear kids.
Eventually, you reach a point really quite close to the end of the aviary. You can see the exit door out toward the bug dive. And you take a step. A log creaks, or one of the floorboards creaks, and three mercenaries step out of the underbrush and aim their guns at you.
Kakaw.
One of them turns to the other, he's like, it's the Kakaw guy! That fucking Kakaw guy!
Oh, you think we didn't hear you, you dickheads? Yeah, making a fucking ruckus? Christ almighty.
Where's the exit? One of them says.
What? I don't know.
We gotta get out of this fucking pterodactyls and
we
shit.
We know. We bloody know. What do you think we're trying to do?
I point up at the broken roof.
That's high up. I don't mean the exit from the aviary anyway, idiot. Yeah. I mean the exit from the park.
Well, look, there's two. Well, there's one exit, which is all the way to explain where it was.
Okay.
But, like, it's probably frozen over now.
Uh huh.
Or there's another exit that Charlemagne. You.
There is another exit, but we gotta get.
We got to do the bug stuff. We got to go down to bug. Look, if you want to help us,
mm-hmm.
that'd be super good.
You gonna Churchill that shit?
I'm like, just help us out. We've got five Argentinian children. They've seen at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of their brothers and sisters die. It's just, it'd be real nice to have some help. Just
two of the mercenaries step forward. They're like, look. That seems reasonable. We got weapons, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are carrying, but you've got a big sign on your back that says hamburgers.
Yeah, I beheaded an ape with it.
That looks good, but we can give you some support. But there's one guy at the back who's like, I just want to get out of here.
Okay,
all right?
Well, look, if you want to go out, I don't want you kind of maybe turning on us at any given point. So if you want, I'll draw like a crude map.
Okay.
This is the exit if you want to go out that way on your own. You've got to cross a lake that may be frozen over. There may be plesiosaurs.
Mm.
You know plesiosaurs from school?
Yeah,
yeah. They're there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So you can try your lot with that, or you can try a lot with us.
He's like thinking. He kind of like rubs his face. He's got like a bit of a goatee. He kind of plays with his mustache.
Oh, let
and
me
then
tell
a terror
the
bird leaps out of the forest,
oh.
chomps down on his head, turns to you guys and is like, Kaka! Kaka! You think that perhaps they're cacoring alerted to their presence?
shoot rifle.
What are you using? Rocky Balboa?
Dennis Nedry. Just panics, pray and spray.
All right.
Oh, no. Mm.
You pray and spray, but it just kind of goes all over. It like hits into tree trunks. It smashes the window. One of it clips the terror bird's wings, but it just seems to knock feathers away.
Cool.
I launch my broken knife straight for his face.
Like you leap with the knife
no,
or you throw the knife?
I throw the broken knife.
Rambo, I'm assuming?
Good assumption.
Your knife misses.
Good.
No.
You pull it back, fire it. It spins, clips past the bird's head, and slams into the glass, shatters on the ground.
What Not the, is that knife?
Knife, the glass, huh?
Glad I got rid of that from my inventory. I pull out the bazooka.
No.
I put down the bazooka.
Let's
that
just...
would cause a lot of damage.
You still have an AK.
Guy looks like George Costanza, but who isn't George Costanza, stands forward and just tries to hit it. Because I realize he doesn't have a gun.
I interrupt him.
We gave him a pistol.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
He stands forward and hands shaking, sweat dripping down his balding forehead. He lets loose a shot into the terror bird. It hits it straight, dead on, in the chest. And blood starts pouring down, staining its front downy feathers. But it's not dead. It's a terror bird's go. Oh, wow. The terror bird uses its massive beak to like grab George Costanza's head, but who isn't George Costanza?
Oh, no.
His head. And, like, pushes him to the ground the way a bird might peck for seed. But George Costanza doesn't seem to be dead. Joel Zammett, you're up again.
I'm going to, like, iron knuckle this and just clock him in his...
The terror bird?
Yep.
Rocky Balboa?
Rocky Balboa.
Oh, man, you slam him in the mouth good. So hard that his beak dislodges. He says... This bird does not look like it's in a good way. Joel Dusha?
I use my terror bird beak that's attached to my ape face and force it into its skull.
So you're going to back a terror bird with a terror bird?
Sure am.
Yeah. You pull your head back and give it a fucking Yorkshire kiss, but with a bird beak. It embeds itself around. So your top beak and underbeak go around its top beak, with your underbeak going down its throat and the top beak driving itself in between the terror bird's eyes. It lets out a final strangled... and dies embedded on your mask.
Sick.
A quiet descent over the aviary.
Brass knuckles in hand, I'm like, look to the mercenaries. So do you want to join with us?
Uh-huh.
What's your name?
David Copperfield, he says.
Uh-huh.
And what's that other magician?
Chris Angel.
David, Chris, nice to meet you. You know you have the same name. Are you a magician?
We are magicians, but not those magicians, they say.
Ah, sick.
I asked to see a trick.
One of them pulls out a deck of cards. Pick a card, any card, he says.
I pick a card.
Okay. Don't tell me.
Show me the card.
I sure also draw the card.
That's a good card.
He starts shuffling the cards. Check your back pocket, he says.
I check my back pocket.
It's your card.
That's real impressive.
I believe them. I trust them now.
Good. Trust them with your lives because they can do card tricks.
Guess who was going to get murdered if they fucked up the trick because they were lying to me.
Lucky it worked.
Huh, did not know the stakes were that high, but okay.
I don't tell them that, obviously.
No. It's implied.
All right.
The aviary burning behind you.
I should probably dislodge my face from the terror birds.
Not a bad idea.
Pat George Costanza, who is not George Costanza, but looks like George Costanza on the back. Be like, well done for stepping up to the plate. Like,
he gives you the thumbs up.
Good. Like, you might have lost a couple kids, but you did all right this time. Well done, mate. Good.
I'm glad shooting the terror bird made up for him letting those kids die.
No, I just didn't let it.
I'm glad all's forgiven now.
No, that's not what I said.
You exit the aviary and you head towards the small enclosed hole in the ground that is Bug Dive 2012. Like I said, there's nothing but a chain, like a cage, that fits about one person with a frayed rope attached to a very rudimentary and kind of poorly maintained looking pulley system. There's a big happy sign over the whole thing that says Bug Dive 2012 and it's fading away. There's a lot of kids playing with giant mosquitoes on the sign and kids playing with giant worms, but, well, you know.
What was his name again? Harry?
Harry. No, you mean Jake?
Jake.
Jake's place. Yeah, Jake. Yeah. Jake features heavily in the Bug Dive thing. Charlemagne steps forward. He's like, this is the only way we can get to Jake's place. Okay, the tunnels are collapsed, and this is the only way. I don't know how long Gunter and Alice have been kept down there with Jake. I don't know really what the situation is. I just know that the computers in there have the code we need to de-electrify the fence.
Okay. Oh, by the way, David, Chris, this is what Jake is. And I explain that it's a giant centipede.
Are you trying to comfort them or scare them?
Inform them, but say, don't worry.
Okay.
It was extinct for a reason, because it's stupid.
Yeah, you managed to... They're both nervous, obviously, but they're not running.
Well, that's good.
Also, you take a look while you're standing at the front of Jake's place, back at the lake and back at the rest of the park, and you can see that... By this point, a good two-thirds of the lake are frozen, and the back half of Dinosaur Park appears to be an icy wasteland. Seems like the ice is still coming.
All right.
Perfect. I'm glad my decision early in the game has affected everything.
That's interesting.
Charlemagne's like,
Only one of us can go down at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Who should we send first?
How deep's the drop?
Well, we can winch you down to the bottom, and then you're going to need to make the run to Jake's place.
How deep is the drop?
Well, what do you mean?
How far is it from here down?
Maybe 15 meters, something like that. We're going to have to put someone in the cage, lower them,
yeah.
Open the cage. They're going to have to make a run for it. There's nothing else we can do.
Can then we winch it up and...
Yes, and then go again, assuming the first person...
Why are we running from?
Well, giant mosquitoes, giant worms. I believe there were giant weevils in there, potentially one of those massive arachnids.
I cut him off, light a stick of dynamite, and just drop it down the hole.
Using your Rambo skills?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to say you only need a 10. Oh, you just got there.
Ooh.
You light the dynamite and drop it in the hole. There's like a, if you're watching, you can see this little flicker of red as the wick slowly burns away, fall deep, deep, deep into the darkness, and then land and illuminate an area around it on the bottom of the hole. And when it illuminates, you can see several legs and tendrils and little feelers just skitter away from the light. There's about a 5-second wait, and then boom! As a massive explosion rocks the underground. The ground you're standing on starts to shift. Charlemagne's like, the hole extends under nearly this entire area of the park. What have you done? The structural integrity. The ground starts to slip further.
Oh, no.
You guys, are you going to roll to try and stay stable on the shifting and falling away?
I
want
to roll to see how much my face shows that I do not give a fuck.
I want to try and run. Run away.
Our face is a steely granite visage. Nobody knows what you're feeling.
I want to run. Run to the side.
Oh, wow. You managed to bolt like a fucking gun out of a bullet out of a gun. To somewhere that is safe. You're kind of like up against the wall of maybe like a public bathroom. The ground just falls away. Where the hole is, the earth starts to, like the hole starts to widen as earth falls into it. Light streams in from above. And you can see as the light touches, the creepy crawlies like dissipate into the darkness. Let's see if you fall in.
All right.
Yep.
Perfect.
You slip in your footing, or maybe not even, just stand there and let it happen. And tumble into the darkness. So do the Argentinian children.
Oh, no.
George Costanza survives. Mickey falls in. The two mercenaries fall in as well. Charlemagne survives. As you land on the bottom, two mercenaries die. I mean, two of the Argentinian children die.
Jesus, which two?
Let's roll and find out. Matias, he's a goner.
That's fine.
And Ariel. Her body smacks against the earthen floor of the cave. You're lying on your back, staring up at a wide hole that shows you the blue sunny sky above you. Joel Zammit, you are standing with George Cassandra and Charlemagne on the very lip of this hole. It's going to be a struggle for you to get to safety from here without a very high roll. In the darkness, Joel, you can hear the skittering and the skitching of several insects crawling around.
I pick up Ariel's body.
Okay. It's limp in your arms.
That's my turn. I'm too upset to do anything else.
Other Joel?
I look down, look at Charlemagne, I'm like, fucking, what the fuck is... Is there any other way down? I look at a rope, try and look at the rope.
You do have rope, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I think you do.
Oh, man, if I... Nah,
wait, I'm... no, I think Douche has the rope.
I don't have rope.
Oh, none of you brought rope. That's real funny. When Jackson at the start was like, what are you going to need? You weren't like, probably rope.
No, instead I was like, probably a foot long sub.
That's true. I look around for some rope. Look at like, where the, is the, how, like the actual winch system. What's
it's
that?
So basically, the winch system is like a rudimentary pulley where you have to winch something to move the cage down. With the widening dynamited open hole in the ground, mm-hmm. the winch has fallen on an angle. It seems like it's still like serviceable, mm-hmm. but you'd have to be very careful about it to not fall in yourself.
Can I try and be very careful and get the rope from it?
You can try, I'm going to say you can try and reach across because it's sort of dangling over the massive hole. You can try and reach across and pull the cage toward you mm-hmm. and then see if you can get the rope from there. Or mm-hmm. if you want, you can kind of edge around the lip of the hole and get into the sort of like the winch to pull the rope in. Up to you.
I'm going
to
do the edge around lip
thing. All right.
Thing.
So what are you going to use? None of your skills really good no. for...
Wait, who's with me again?
Charlemagne and George Costanza.
I'm going to use my Winston Churchill to inspire George Costanza, who's not George Costanza.
All right, he's been doing good.
And I'm like, this is your way. If you want to make up for under your watch...
Killing all of the children.
You need to step up to the plate, buddy. And you need to go in there. You need to get that rope.
George Costanza looks at you and his eyes are like wet from tears. You're that inspirational. He gives you a double thumbs up and he begins inching his way across.
I ever got a double thumbs up from
him. I'm going to say he needs a 10, which is two fives on his two dice.
Oh no. God, no.
Hey, he gets a... Fucking George Costanza got a 5 and a 6.
Oh, lucky man.
He starts edging his way across the hole and he reaches the like mechanical part of the pulley system, starts pulling in the rope. Mm-hmm. Dusha, what are you doing? You're holding the body of Ariel deep amongst the cave. You look around. The other children, other than Matthias, seem to be alive and well. And Mickey and the two mercenaries are kind of getting up as well and aiming their weapons into the darkness. You get the sense that this cave is very large. And that it extends deep into... It's darkness. You can't really see into it, but you get the feeling that it extends quite deep. Actually. Yeah, you can see in one direction, kind of like to your... Like in front of you and a little bit to the left, a really, really faint light. Seems like it's quite far away, but you can kind of observe it, witness it.
What is beyond the light? Find out next time on Dinosaur Park.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at peddlerspress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to peddlerspress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.